Moscow Middle School announced it would close for a long weekend after a third of its nearly 500 students called out sick Tuesday and Wednesday. Moscow School Superintendent Greg Bailey says most parents reported flu-like symptoms when they reported their child sick. On Thursday, absenteeism was around 26%. Bailey says he hopes the three-day break will be enough to slow the spread.
You know, I would remind people that it doesn't hurt for them to have their kids wear masks if they feel comfortable doing that. We're not making it mandatory, but just as we saw with COVID, it did reduce cases.
Other Moscow schools have a lower absentee rate and will remain open. The TECO School District in Washington also announced on Wednesday they would cancel all in-person learning at the junior and senior high school for 2 days after 25% of the student body called out sick. Mike Larson, a nurse for Public Health Idaho North Central District, says many of the cases are likely influenza, though COVID-19 and RSV are also present in the community.
Generally, we see our influenza A cases usually pick up in December or January, but, you know, this may be a little bit of an odd year.
Recent data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention list a very high influenza activity level in Washington, Idaho, and Oregon. Although the flu season started early, Larson says it's not too late to get vaccinated. Both Gritman Medical Center in Moscow and Pullman Regional Hospital reported treating an increasing number of patients with influenza and other respiratory illnesses in their emergency departments. I'm Rachel Sun.